Today is Monday, December 14th, 2020. Welcome to An Alaskan Moment from Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. This week in Alaska history, December 14th, 1940, the Valdez Federal Building, which housed the U.S. District Court and Marshal's Office, burned. December 15, 1950, Frank A. Boyle, the territorial auditor, died at Juneau. The assistant auditor, Neil Moore, replaced him. December 16, 1871, George A. Eads was appointed Collector of Customs for Alaska with headquarters at Sitka. December 17, 1959, a PBY plane operated by the Stanford Research Institute disappeared near Ketchikan. The wreck was later found on Gravina Island. December 18, 1971, Congress enacted the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, conveying over 40 million acres to Alaska Native-owned corporations and settling Aboriginal land claims. December 19, 1962, there was a $300,000 fire at the Cape Lisburn Air Force Station. December 20, 1905, the SS Portland, stranded on Spire Island Reef near Ketchikan, suffered $20,000 in damage. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. DeArmond of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society. Now for your poem. Jared Chadwick was Alaska's 11th Poet Laureate, serving from October 2004 until September 2006. In 1982, he moved from Washington State to Unalaska and lived for 2 years in an abandoned World War II Quonset hut 4 miles away from Morris Cove. There, Chadwick wrote poetry inspired by his surroundings and raised goats. He eventually took a job directing the University of Alaska Fairbanks' Aleutian and Pribilof Center in Dutch Harbor. In addition to his university work, he helped establish the Museum of the Aleutians and assisted with the local culture camp, an organization dedicated to preserving the Inuit's cultural heritage. The following poem is from the book Story Hunger, published in 1999 by Salmon Press. After the Aleut by Jared Chadwick. Say a woman once stepped from volcano steam, or a man from the sea, desiring to live among us. Or that the storms once settled leave drift logs and wail for kin to apportion even, volatile forces nurturing, who would claim they are not related? Tenang Awa, Aleut storytellers, began, this is a creation of my country, each tale a twinning of familiar and strange, and at each telling the lit faces, the lamps, drinking from their own darkness, the everyday and ancient rewoven. Listen, even now wind tries the door, cold presses its face to the glass, only the window's delicate lacing of breath between us. Say the wind envies and would remain, that cold too steals around our stove for this reason. Wood enough for the night and more beached and curing in the blasts. Imagine the cabinets rattling. This pulsing of the floor is dancing.